This is Radio Nepal. I am Tika Prasad Khadka with news, the headlines first. Foreign Affairs Minister Dr. Arjun Rana Deuba says diplomatic efforts are underway to rescue Nepali nationals missing in recent floods and landslides in Indian state of Uttarakhand. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli returning home tonight after attending UN conference on landlocked developing countries in Turkmenistan. National Assembly unanimously passes water resources bill. Energy Minister Khadka says bill aims at better utilization and management of water resources, and Israel's Security Cabinet approves a plan to take control of Gaza City. Now the news in detail. More than 17 Nepali nationals from Jajarkot, Jumla and Bardia have gone out of contact following the recent floods and landslides in the Indian state of Uttarakhand. Among the missing, 13 are from Kusia Rural Municipality, 2 in Jajarkot, 2 from Jumla and 4 from Bardia District. A devastating flood struck Dharali Bazar in Uttarkashi District of India last Tuesday, following a landslide in Pauri Gadwal on Wednesday. Local Indian authorities suspect Nepalese may have been affected in these incidents and have urged the Nepal government to assist in the search and rescue efforts. While 274 people were rescued from Dharali, not all have been identified, leaving uncertainty over the fate of the missing Nepalese. Meanwhile, Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli in a social media post today saying that he had been informed that at least 17 Nepali nationals were suspected to be trapped in the floods and landslides. He stated that diplomatic discussions had been held through the Nepali embassy in India to facilitate the rescue operations. The Prime Minister also expressed deep sorrow over the loss of lives and property caused by the disaster in the Uttarakhand of India. Similarly, Minister for Foreign Affairs Dr. Arjun Rana Deuba has said that the government has been taking diplomatic measures for the search and rescue of the Nepalese citizens said to be missing in the flash floods that occurred in Uttarakhand of India. Taking to her social media account, Minister Rana said that diplomatic efforts have been started for the search and rescue of the Nepalese citizens missing soon. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli is returning home tonight after attending the third UN conference on landlocked developing countries held in Awaja of Turkmenistan. Prime Minister Oli is scheduled to arrive in Kathmandu via Dubai at 11:05 p.m. The Prime Minister, during his participation, addressed the UN sessions. A meeting of the National Assembly today unanimously passed the Water Resources Bill 2081 Bikram Sambath. Minister for Energy, Water Resources and Irrigation Deepak Khadka proposed the meeting to endorse the bill along with a message from the House of Representatives. Prior to this, the National Assembly session dedicated time to discuss about the Legislation Management Committee's report regarding the bill and the message received from the lower house. In response to lawmakers' concerns, Energy Minister Khadka said that the bill aimed to explore utilization and management of water resources. Likewise, the acting Prime Minister and Minister for Urban Development, Prakash Man Singh, presented the 62nd annual report of the Auditor General before the National Assembly. The Finance Committee under the House of Representatives today held discussion on the Alternative Development Finance Mobilization Bill. During the discussions, the Deputy Prime Minister and Finance Minister Vishnu Prasad Patil highlighted the need for mobilization of new fiscal resources to pursue nation's economic prosperity and sustainable development. The Finance Minister also called for increased investment in sustainable infrastructure and high-impact sectors to boost national developments. A total of 11 MPs have registered 66 amendments to the bill. Voices have been raised for long to explore alternatives to the conventional practices of mobilizing fiscal resources. Stakeholders have stressed the need to enforce existing laws to curb human trafficking and smuggling. In a meeting of the Women and Social Affairs Committee under the House of Representatives held today, representatives from Maiti Nepal highlighted the importance of strengthening the implementation of current legal provisions to address the issue. In the meeting, Committee Chair Kiran Kumar Saha informed that the Human Trafficking Act is being amended and presented to the Parliament. In the meeting, the lawmakers stressed the need to formulate effective laws and strengthen the implementation system to control crimes related to human trafficking and smuggling. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
जहाँ भए पनि पाउनुहोस् हामी सँगै कल गर्नुहोस् डेटा चलाउनुहोस् संसार भरि सजिलै
नेपाल टेलिकमको इन्टरनेशनल रोमिङ सेवा सुचारु गर्न #1415#7# डायल गरी वा नेपाल टेलिकमको एपबाट पनि गर्न सक्नुहुन्छ
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
वेलकम ब्याक नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज Recent rainfall has brought much-needed relief to farmers in Madhya Province, significantly accelerating paddy plantation after weeks of drought. According to the Agriculture Knowledge Centre, 95% of rice planting has been completed in Persa and 92% in Bara district. Ramjivan Thakur, head of the centre in Persa, said the recent rains have helped farmers complete planting on more than 37,000 hectares out of the total 39,000 hectares. Likewise, Raj Narayan Prasad Saha, head of the Agriculture Knowledge Centre in Bara, said 92% of the district's 46,000 hectares target has been met. Meanwhile, the government had earlier declared Madhes a dry zone and launched an underground irrigation program, receiving 2,400 farmer applications within a week. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now some international news updates. Israel's Security Cabinet has approved a plan to take control of Gaza City, a statement from Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's office said. According to the BBC, the decision was made after a lengthy meeting held earlier on Friday morning in Jerusalem. The plan was adopted by majority votes and outlines 5 main principles for ending the war, the return of all hostages, both living in and dead, the demilitarization of the Gaza Strip, Israeli security control over the territory, and the establishment of a civilian government that is neither Hamas nor the Palestinian Authority. Meanwhile, Netanyahu had earlier stated that his intention to take control of the entire Gaza Strip, the approved plan focused especially on Gaza City, the enclave's largest urban area. The decision comes amid warnings from the United Nations, which has said that an expansion of Israeli military operations could have catastrophic consequences for both Palestinians and Israeli hostages. France's largest wildfire in 75 years, which has scorched an area larger than Paris, is expected to burn for several more days despite being brought under control. The BBC cited authorities as saying that more than 2,000 firefighters and 500 firefighting vehicles remain deployed in the out region. Since the fire broke out near the village of Rabaut in southern France on Tuesday, one woman has died and 13 people, including 11 firefighters, have been injured, with two in critical condition. Waterbombing aircraft have also been deployed to battle the flames. Now the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be generally cloudy throughout the country. Moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at some places of Madhya Province and hilly regions of Kusi, Bagmati and Gandaki provinces, and at a few places of the rest of the country. Heavy rain is also predicted to occur at one or two places of the hilly regions of Kusi and Bagmati provinces. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Foreign Affairs Minister Dr. Arjuna Duba says diplomatic efforts are on the way to rescue Nepalese missing in recent floods and landslides in Indian state of Uttarakhand. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli returning home tonight after attending UN conference on landlocked developing countries in Turkmenistan. National Assembly unanimously passes water resources bill. Energy Minister Khadka says the bill aims at better utilization and management of water resources. And Israel's Security Cabinet approves a plan to take control of Gaza City. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.